generally, to the extent that persons who have some background of either supporting, facilitating, or training with terrorists, it would present a concern to which we would utilize, maximize our efforts to minimize and mitigate that concern, whether it be by surveillances or wires or other efforts to assure that we have minimized that concern.
All right. That is FBI Director Robert Mueller, part of his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee on Guantanamo Bay today. Mueller voicing his concern regarding bringing detainees to the United States. He explained that the Gitmo detainees might provide financial support to terror networks or radicalize others or take part in attacks against the U.S. There's the concern about prisons. Basically, as the head of the FBI, Obama's FBI director, undermined Obama's own position on Guantanamo Bay. We welcome back to the show Kirk S. Lippold, former commander of the USS Cole and senior military fellow at Military Families United. And, Commander, welcome back to the show, sir.
Great to be back on. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. I know that you, like I and like others, were very pleased with what FBI Director Mueller had to say when he testified today before the Congress. And in addition, I'm sure you, like me, are very, very pleased that 90-6, the vote in the Senate today, 90-6 to block the transfer of Gitmo detainees to the United States and to deny the Obama administration the millions of dollars it was looking for to close Guantanamo Bay.
Well, I was actually very pleased as well. I think that the president now is beginning to realize with his staff the complexity and depth of the detainee issue. It has taken a number of months to get here, unfortunately, but at least they have arrived, certainly with strong signals, especially when you have that kind of bipartisan support, which, of course, the president dearly loves to embrace, telling him that his decision to shut Guantanamo Bay arbitrarily and without a plan or a policy for doing it, they sent a very strong signal saying, no, you must detail it, because we're not just going to give you $80 million. We've already given you billions as it is, but this one has the potential for the deaths of Americans, and that brings it to a whole new order of importance.
How significant is it, and I think it's kind of rhetorical of a question in nature, how significant is it that the president's own FBI head sits there and tells the Congress, hey, you know, you can't bring these guys here? It just shows that the president really isn't listening to anybody except I guess those who are more concerned about appeasing the Muslim world than they are about protecting America when it comes to his decision on bringing the Gitmo prisoners here or closing Guantanamo Bay.
Well, I think it was significant in what Director Mueller said today. One clarification I'd like to make is that he is not the Obama administration's director of the FBI. He is the nation's director of the FBI, because the reality of it is, that is an apolitical job that, thank goodness, can span administrations without undue political influence, and that he can sit before Congress as an honest broker and give a true, factual law enforcement opinion on the dangers posed by these terrorists. And thank goodness, I mean, he and I have spoken on a couple occasions about the dangers of detainees, specifically related to those involved with the attack on USS Cole. And I applaud the decision today that he would sit there and tell it like it is, so that we can, as Americans, truly understand what the administration was about to embark on, and that hopefully we can bring them around to seeing the light of day and realizing that as much as we may want to shutter that facility, or some may want to, the reality of it is it suits a very useful purpose in the war on terror. And shutting it is the easy way out. Articulating to the world and explaining its true purpose and why we have it, especially after the tens of millions of dollars invested in making it a state-of-the-art detention facility and intelligence facility, needs to be done by the administration.
While
much harder, it will be better for the national security of the nation.
We're talking to the former commander of the USS Cole, Kirk Lippold, also a senior military fellow at Military Families United, here on the Steve Malzberg Show. Just one more for you. Tomorrow, Barack Obama is going to speak to these issues, to speak to Guantanamo Bay and the issue of national security and bringing the prison to a close, etc. He's also going to talk about military tribunals. I don't know what he's going to say. Dick Cheney is also supposed to give a speech tomorrow, so it's going to be dueling speeches on national security, and I'm sure they're going to be coming from two different perspectives. What do you think? I mean, do you think the president will back down on Gitmo after this vote at all, or what do you I mean, we don't have crystal balls, but what do you think might come out of his mouth tomorrow?
I don't think the president is going to back down. I think he is going to continue to push until the last minute. I mean, the reality of it is that he is going to ultimately have to, because even if he walked out tomorrow and put a and said, here is my plan, there has been no groundwork laid legislatively. There has been nothing done to prepare facilities here in the United States. There has been no policy set forth for how we're going to deal with the detainees within the court system. And there's essentially three groups of them, those that just maybe we could put into the federal court system because we gathered evidence prior to the war starting that would allow us to meet an evidence standard that would meet federal courthouse. The rest of them, they're caught on the battlefield. They cannot meet that standard. We would not want to put our soldiers in the position where they have to try and meet that standard. So those are the ones that fall into the military commissions. And then, quite frankly, there are those that pose a danger to the United States that are high-level Al-Qaeda or high-level Taliban that we cannot do by military commissions. They are enemy combatants, and we have a right under international law to detain them until the end of the conflict. And the end of the conflict, who knows when that might be, but if that means they spend the rest of their natural lives in U.S. custody, then so be it. But we cannot let them loose, nor should we endanger other nations by making them absorb those detainees as well.
All right.
We are involved in this war. We need to keep them.
Absolutely. Okay, Commander, thank you. Good to hear from you again, and we'll speak to you soon, sir.
As always, thank you very much.
Take care. Kirk Lippold, ladies and gentlemen. He was the commander of the coal when it was struck by the terrorists, and need I remind you, that was way before there was a President George W. Bush.